In Herbst, South Korean divers are now retrieving bodies from inside the sunken ferry, but no signs of life yet. The confirmed death toll is now 61. Jason Strother in Seoul reports relatives of the more than 200 still missing are furious with Malaysian authorities and tried to stage a protest.
The relatives of the missing high school children are very upset. They're very frustrated with the government. Around 100 or so today had a standoff with the police on the island of Jindo. They were trying to march across the bridge there to take their frustration and grief all the way, 300 miles north up here to Seoul, to the capital. However, police confronted them on the bridge, prevented them from crossing. The families have accused the government since the start of this whole ordeal of dragging its feet, of not coming through with its pledges. They're very frustrated. They say that divers, the rescue effort just did not move as fast as they hoped.